November 22nd through 28th. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 135 and 136. He has sealed his mission and his works with his own blood. As you read Sections 135 and 136, the Holy Ghost may give you insights that might be helpful to members of your class. The ideas in this outline could also spark ideas you could use as you teach. Invite sharing. Here's one way to invite class members to share their thoughts about Sections 135 and 136. Invite them to imagine that they could talk to a member of the church from 1844, someone who is distraught about the death of Joseph Smith and worried about what it might mean for the church. What could we share from these sections that might help this person? Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 135, and Section 136, verses 37 through 39. Joseph and Hiram Smith sealed their testimonies with their blood. How did the sacrifices of Joseph and Hiram Smith seal their testimonies? Maybe class members could ponder this question as they review Doctrine and Covenants, Section 135, and Section 136, verses 37 through 39. They could then share any insights they receive. They could also share their feelings about Joseph's and Hiram's willingness to give their lives for the truth. While we may not be asked to die for the truth, how can our lives be like a seal for our testimonies? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 135, verse 3. Joseph Smith has done more for our salvation than anyone except Jesus Christ. How can you help class members understand what Joseph Smith has done for their salvation? You could write on the board, "Because of what the Lord revealed through Joseph Smith, I blank," and then invite class members to think of ways to complete this sentence. They could begin by searching Doctrine and Covenants, Section 135, verse 3, for things that Joseph Smith did to help us gain salvation. Consider inviting class members to share their feelings about Joseph Smith and what the Lord revealed through him. Another way to help class members think about Joseph Smith's mission is to invite them to write a brief obituary or eulogy for him. You might want to discuss important events or accomplishments from his life that they could include. What do they find in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 135, that they could mention? What could they say in their eulogy to help others strengthen their faith in Joseph Smith's divine mission? Many truths about Jesus Christ and his atonement were revealed through Joseph Smith, truths that contributed to the salvation of all men and women. To help class members recognize these contributions, you could display a picture of Jesus Christ and ask a few class members to share a favorite verse about Jesus Christ from the scriptures revealed through Joseph Smith. The Book of Mormon, Doctrine and Covenants, and Pearl of Great Price. How do these scriptures help us understand and draw closer to the Savior? How do the truths in these verses contribute to our salvation? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 136. We can accomplish the Lord's will as we follow His counsel. This week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families suggests that class members look for counsel in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 136, that could help them turn a trial into a spiritual experience. You might ask class members to share any counsel they found. You could also ask them to search this section looking for counsel that can help us accomplish the Lord's will in our day, just as it helped the saints in their journeyings to the West. See verse 1. It might be fun for your class to create a poster like those found in church magazines about one of the verses in Section 136. Working in pairs or individually, class members could begin by searching the verses for a truth that stands out to them. They could then create a simple poster that shows how this truth, taught in 1847, can still help us today. Additional resources. Related music. Singing the following hymns or watching the videos could invite the Holy Ghost or inspire a discussion about the work of the prophet Joseph Smith and the sacrifices of the saints who continued after him. A Poor Wayfaring Man of Grief. See Hymns number 29. While in Carthage jail, Joseph Smith asked John Taylor to sing this hymn. Praise to the Man. See Hymns number 27. The text of this hymn was written as a tribute to Joseph Smith. Come, come ye saints. See Hymns number 30. Faith in Every Footstep. See video at www.thetabernaclechoir.org. Improving Our Teaching. Testify of True Doctrine. You can share your testimony about doctrinal truths throughout the lesson, not just at the end. As you do, the Holy Ghost will confirm the truth of the doctrine in the hearts of those you teach. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 21.